So, hello everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalini.
Hi, Chirag. How are you?
I'm better. It's been a bit of an annoying week, but I'm better now.
Oh, what's wrong, Chirag? What happened? Tell Auntie Shalina. Yeah,
sounds like Auntie Shalina's back. I injured my back last week, so it's been a bit uncomfortable, kind of sitting for two long hours. But yeah, I'm better now. I'm back at my table, back in my little mini studio, if we can call it that. And we're recording.
Woohoo! So we're all good. And you're using a coffee table that you're going to blame hurt your back as well.
Yes,
I'm sure.
I did have to carry it, and I hit something along the way as I was bringing it up, which kind of, I think, made it a lot worse. So yeah.
But the key point is, I decluttered my coffee table and gave it to you.
Yeah, I don't think that sounds as good as you think it sounds. But anyway, this is like that saying, right? One man's decluttered items is another man's clutter. Like, that's kind of how this is played.
No, one man's clutter is another person's treasure. Yeah,
no. Nope. Nice try, though.
I can't believe you're dissing the coffee table. It was a brilliant coffee table.
Sorry, I'm not dissing the coffee table. I'm dissing the idea that, like, you giving me your clutter is, like, some of my treasure. But anyway.
It is.
But we are, we've got a bit of a bonanza thing going on today, right? So we've got a two-parter that we're setting up.
Yeah, well, okay. So there is, it's going to happen globally, but it's already starting in Dubai that people are losing their jobs, thinking about the future, where they're going to leave the country, whether they're going to stay. Money and income is less, so people are downsizing right now a lot, you know, going from, say, big villas to smaller villas or apartments. I'm hearing it a lot. I'm getting it from clients. So, you know, it's a difficult time right now, and I wanted to help by talking about downsizing, because it's going to become, I think, a thing that a lot of clients and a lot of people are going to be doing, because especially when you're an expat, because you don't know how long you're going to stay in that country now because of all that's happened with the virus and the lockdowns. So I wanted to talk about downsizing, but there's two aspects. There's the downsize, you know, I'm going to talk about what to downsize, you know, how much, and what to do with the stuff, but also the things that you shouldn't downsize. So I wanted to have a separate conversation on that to guide the listeners. And I know when we were discussing it, you know, before, and you said, you know, if you're going to talk about the things that you're downsizing, why would you want to have another one about what to keep? But, you know, it'd be obvious, but it's not sometimes. There are specific things that you need to keep, you know, even if you're downsizing. So I thought it would be good to point that out to the listeners, to help everyone. And I mean, even if you're not moving, you're not downsizing, it's always good to listen to know what to, you know, to get rid of, to declutter.
Some of the stuff that we're talking about today, like, although we're talking specifically in the concept of actually going through a downsizing process and either moving away or moving out into something else. But this can apply in terms of making the decisions when you're doing your own mini decluttering or you're doing your own decluttering in the process, right? So, for example, you should keep something or you should get rid of something, you know, can help you with that. So for the listeners, so this episode, the one we're talking about now, which will be part one, we will talk about what to declutter when you're downsizing. And then we'll do a second episode, which will come out next week, which will be a continuation in terms of part two, which is what not to declutter.
Yeah, and what not to take declutter when you're downsizing. So, yeah.
Right. Okay, so let's start with, where do we begin for downsizing?
So for downsizing, so we're going to bear in mind that a lot of people are going to be either moving houses to a smaller house, so either from a villa to an apartment or, a big house to an apartment. You know, a lot of people are doing that, especially if you're retiring as well soon. So, you know, the kids have left the nest. You've got all this stuff. You've got all this furniture. You've got this big house. You don't need it when there's only two of you left, you know. So we're going to talk about that first. So if you're moving from a villa with lots of bedrooms to a smaller villa or an apartment, you need to downsize the big stuff, you know, because you don't need it. So, you know, you don't, won't need so many beds. You won't need so many bedside cabinets. Will you need such a big dining table? You know, all these things. So think about that. So think about what you're planning to move into. So if you know already what you're where you're moving to, then that's great. So you know how much space you've got, you know what will fit. You know, a lot of people, you know, when you live in big houses, they'll have massive beds, they'll have super king beds, you know, or king size beds. But then you move into apartments and you can only fit a queen size bed or a double bed in that space. So you need to think about that as well. You know, what can you fit into your rooms? Can you have two bedside cabinets? Can you have all the wardrobes and the cabinets, you know, can you fit the big sofa in the living room? That's a big thing to think about. So if whether you know where you're moving to or what, or you only know what the, what you're going to downsize into, you know, if you know that you've got a 5-bedroom house and you're going to move into a 2-bedroom apartment, look at pictures online at what, you know, in the areas that you're considering to move into, to look at the apartments and see what, how big the sizes are. So you get a bit of an idea straight away, and you can start selling the furniture now. Of course, so many people are leaving the country, you know, in the next few months because of redundancies and because of this crisis. So it's going to be more difficult to sell items and get the money that you think, you know, the furniture is, the value of the furniture. But if you need to sell, you need to sell. If you need to give it away, you need to give it away, right? So look at that now. Look at the sofa. If you know for sure your sofa is massive, try and sell your sofa now. Same with the extra beds. If no one's sleeping in those beds now, get rid of them. You know, maybe keep the mattress and use that mattress because you like, it's nice having a nice new mattress in your, you know, your house, in the new room, you know, where you're moving to. But get rid of the frame, get rid of the bedside cabinets, get rid of the drawers. So if you've got anything, say like the sofa, that doesn't need, doesn't have anything inside it that needs to be decluttered, you can start selling that. And so, you know, there's places, Facebook groups are there that you can sell it to, you know, put it on your social media, your personal social media, and tell your friends that you're selling items because they might want to buy it, you know, or you might want to give it to your friend who might need a coffee table.
I think there's obviously there's multiple avenues, I think, and especially when you're you know, in a situation where you have to move countries, for example, you have some kind of deadline, can't really
yes.
be as picky as you'd like to be in terms of saying, oh, I want to sell everything. Sometimes you just have to give it away. Sometimes I know, I mean, but you've done it when you've decluttered, right? Like you've just given stuff to a maid, given stuff to you know, people in the building to say, hey, look,
yeah.
got this. Like a lot of buildings now and a lot of individual communities have their own Facebook groups as well.
Which yes, they do.
Things, right? So that can be another avenue.
Yeah, so that's, yeah. So, and for the big things, there have been times that I had a big poof thing that the cats had been scratching and everything. Nobody was going to buy it. Didn't know what to do with it. You know, you could get new material from IKEA to put over it, but I just didn't want it in my house anymore. So what I did, I left it outside and somebody just took it. So, you know, as we say, you know, what's one person's clutter is one person's treasure, or they just want to clutter up their house. So so that's the first thing. Do the furniture. They're the big pieces. They're, it's going to take longer to get rid of it a lot of the time. And, it you know, the quicker you can get rid of those big pieces, the better for you. And especially now with so many people trying to sell at the same time, go do it now quickly before there's a flooding of the, you know, the market, the secondhand market. So that's the main first thing to do. Then start with the small stuff. So look at, so if you do have cupboards that you want to, you know, get rid of, you know, sell, look in those cupboards. So start doing a mini declutter if you can, if you've got a bit of time and you don't have to leave your house for a few weeks or a few months, you can start doing the mini declutter. So go through one drawer for 15, 20 minutes, take out everything you don't want and put them into the three options. So always have a trash bag, a donation bag, and a recycle bag. And then, of course, the stuff that you're going to keep. And if those things that you're going to keep can go somewhere else, put them somewhere else. Or get a box, get a plastic box, and put all the things in there if they're bits and pieces, but you want to keep them. And then you can deal with them and organize them in your new place. But if you need to empty those drawers, you need to empty those wardrobes, take the stuff out. But do it as a mini declutter. Don't overwhelm yourself, because you're going to be overwhelmed anyway if you know that you're going to be, you know, downsizing, and it can get a bit too much. So do the mini declutter, and also do a list. So, you know, as we're talking, you know, today, write a list down if you are downsizing. So, you know, make a list to sell your furniture, or to decide which furniture you want to sell. Sell your furniture. Do a mini declutter in the stuff, in the furniture pieces that you want to sell. And start having a section just, or get cardboard boxes from movers, so you can start putting these things that you take out of the drawers straight into those boxes, so you don't have to deal with them again, and you don't have to have them floating around in your house while you're trying to declutter and downsize during this time. And obviously, you know, you might think you need to get rid of everything because you're downsizing, you're moving house. But think seriously, like, do you need to get rid of everything? Some things will be easy. You know, when you go into certain drawers, you'll just see junk. You'll just see things, and you'll be like, why have I got this stuff in here? You'll see receipts, you'll see...
Yeah, and there's things that you haven't looked at in like a year, or even since you moved into this particular house.
Exactly. And you'll see like cables that, you know, and we talk about cables very often, and there'll be, you know, TV cables, headphones, you know, there'll be like the iPhone cables, which I've got these are the cables now for iPhone. The other ones, you can't use them anymore in your phones, so you need to get rid of them. And like, people have how many of them? I mean, I've got 3 sets of these headphones around because my AirPods have stopped working. So I've got one on my table here, one in my handbag, and one on my coffee table, because I am that lazy now that I've got 3 headphones. I know it's a bit much. This is what happens when you're in quarantine and your AirPods stop working.
That's true.
I'm very upset about my AirPods.
No, that's an unfortunate bit.
Yeah. So, you know, think about it. So, you know, that you will find junk in, you know, and lots of people have that. Especially, I'm finding a lot of people have lived in their houses for years and years. You know, some people have lived, say, in Dubai for 20 years in big villas. You know, they've had the kids. The kids have left. The kids left their stuff there. They find things like old magazines and memorabilia from rugby sevens, and, you know, bits and pieces. Like, there used to be things that, you know, you go to certain places, restaurants, and you'd get the ashtrays from there, because that was a thing we used to do a few years ago. So things like that, people have got a lot of junk that they've accumulated while living here, and I'm sure living anywhere else as well in the world. That needs to start going. That, you know, you don't need it. It shouldn't have even stayed in your house for as long as it has. So, it happens, you know, yes, it does. And I mean, there's the drink coasters as well. You know, you get these drink coasters that you somehow pick up, and like, why have I got these drink coasters here? You know, there's a lot of going out here. So
I would jump in here just for a second and just say that, like, you're talking about drink coasters, like, without giving too many details away, like, we actually have glasses that have come out from when we...
How? Even though that happened. I have seen friends do that, like, walk out from... It used to happen a lot in the Irish village. Like, walk out the Irish...
Actually, in this particular case, again, without revealing too much, it was a case of somebody at the table saying, like, oh, my God, these glasses are so cute. Like, there were these, like, very, very tiny mason jars. I was like, these glasses are so cute, man. I wish I had a few of them. And each one of us just kind of looked at each other and was like, well, you know, they are tiny. Like, I wonder if they...
We could put it in a handbag.
Yeah, so we took, like, I think 4... And the staff didn't notice. So that spurred someone on to be like, well, there's 2 more at the table. I wonder if they're, like, they didn't notice the first 4. So, yeah, somebody in Dubai, which, again, no names and no details. Somebody in Dubai is sitting on 6 tiny mason jars, which I believe this person still has.
Oh, my God, that is hilarious. But, you know, like, the ashtray I was talking about, like, you know where I've got, where I'm talking about the ashtray, right? Everybody's taken. I haven't taken, considering I used to be a smoker. I never had the balls to take the ashtray from this restaurant and bar complex with a few shops in Jumeirah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah, there's a thing. It's a thing. I have a lot of friends. If you go to their houses, they have these ashtrays. you can buy them now. A lot of people have taken those over the years. So there's a lot of those. I see them in houses. Dear listeners, we're not kleptomaniacs, really.
I wasn't even thinking about that right now.
Yeah. Well, we are. Yeah. Right. Back to us. And I'm sorry Yes. So, all right. So the next thing is to look at boxes. People will find boxes. Like, you will have random boxes of things. I'm sure if you looked right now and, you know, go into your shelves, go into your cupboards, your study, you know, your lounge, just any cupboards, look inside. You'll find a box and you'll go, what is in this box? And you'll look in the box and go, I didn't know there was this stuff in here. And most of the time, it won't be anything important. It might be things like candles, receipts again. Receipts are a big thing. I find them everywhere. Keepsakes, but you don't know why you kept the keepsakes, you know, cards, art projects from kids stuff, scrapbooks, wires. There's always wires. Wires are everywhere. You know, just bits and pieces. I've seen like things like, you know, CD cleaners. And
CD cleaners?
Yeah, remember you used to get those CD cleaners?
You're still seeing them is what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, the things you see. And you see games from old computer consoles that you can't use anymore. So like things like that. You'll find them in boxes as well. So go through the boxes. Again, do the mini declutter. So 15, 20 minutes on each box. Have the three bags, the trash, donate, and recycle bags, and then go through those boxes. And then once you've dealt with those boxes, you can put things into the boxes and label the boxes so you know what's in each box. So whether you want to make the box a memorabilia box, or you want to make it electronics, or, you know, or important documents, whatever, just, you know, have that there. So that's for the boxes. The next thing to think about is storage. Now, I'm not a big fan of spending money on storage units unless you really have to, because it's just you're paying to keep your clutter somewhere else. But there are moments that you have to have a storage unit, especially when you're downsizing, but you know that you're moving eventually somewhere else to another country. So a lot of people, especially as I've talked about retired people before, they move from a big villa to apartment here, and then they know that they're going to move to a house in their home country eventually. So they want to keep some of the furniture pieces because they're going to ship that eventually to their house in their home country, if you know what I mean. So you have to make plans for that. So what items, are you going to keep in storage and not take with you to your downsize house, because you know that you're going to move it with you to your new place, to your home country eventually. So think about that, but don't put too much, you know, clutter, too much tat. Think about what things you want to put in storage, because I don't want you to accumulate things in storage that are just going to become clutter. And then you'll have to go through the whole, you know, ordeal of downsizing and decluttering again when you're moving eventually, you know, to your home country. A thing to think about especially is clothes. Like, do you need to put clothes in storage? You know, will it be safe? You know, big jackets, you know, if you come from, say, cold countries like Canada, where they need the big jackets in the winter, they can be put in the storage units in a box, you know, safely. But some other things, do you need to keep them? Like, you know, do you need to put it in storage? Can you declutter and then just buy new clothes when you go to that new country? You know what I mean? So think about that. Think about what you need to keep, and don't put too much into storage units, but do consider it if you are moving. You do know what your long-term plan is when you're moving out of the country. Some people might not have a long-term plan. They might not know what's happening. You know, they know that there's a possibility of redundancy, that they have to save some money, they have to downsize, but they don't know where they're going to go after. I mean, in a country like this, we're very global here. People have met from different parts of the world, joined up here, but they don't know whether they're going to go like to one country or another country. So, you know, you start thinking about that as well. You know, people need to start making a plan for that as well. You know, what are they going to do in the eventually? And I think now, especially because of what's happened this year with the virus,
everybody's had to face that kind of decision or just that thought, right? To what are we going to do? Is there a future?
Yeah,
and how do we plan for it? Yeah,
it's a horrible situation to be in. It's a tough situation, but the more you plan in advance and get yourself organized, the easier it will be for you to downsize and to move, whether to move to a smaller place or to move to another country. So if you, when you're doing your decluttering, there might be some special items that you find, say some children's toys that were from your kids. They don't want it anymore. See if you can rehome those items to friends or to family, you know, so that it has a, you know, it goes to somewhere special. You know, if these toys meant a lot to you or to the kids, you know, at least if it's going to somebody who's a friend who has kids that, who will appreciate it, that's a good thing to do. You know, and say with certain clothes, you don't want to keep them anymore, but they're special, you know, the designer pieces, you think somebody will appreciate them. Do that. So if there's anything that holds value or holds memories, but you can't keep it because you're downsizing, and you don't want to just put it in a donation bin, think about rehoming them to other people. So that's a thing to do. And then finally, digitize everything as much as you can. So if you've got photos, you know, the old print photos, and there's a lot of them, you know, start going through them, see what photos you can get rid of, what ones you can keep and which ones you keep, see if you can digitize them. There are places to do it. There are special photo organizers in certain countries that will help to organize your photos for you and digitize it for you. If you have anything that's CDs, DVDs, see if you can put them onto your computer, onto your cloud, so that you don't have to carry them, especially DVDs and VHSs. I had one client who wanted to send VHS tapes of TV series, ship it back to her home country. And I was just like, and she was downsizing as well. And I was just like, why? You can download it from, you know, iTunes and, you know, Amazon. You don't need the VHS. And I was like, do you even have a VHS player? You know, but she wanted to keep it. It held a lot of memories, but it then took up so much space when she was traveling, you know, when she was moving, because they're quite heavy. You know, they're quite big. So see how much you can digitize as well. So that's good for you. And it's good for when you're moving to you're downsizing, because you might not have space to put all like the DVDs and the CDs in a cupboard in your new lounge, because it might be a third of the size of what you have right now. So that's my key points on, you know, downsizing and what to do when you're downsizing now, and to make sure that you have a plan in place. It'd be great to hear from people, you know, to hear how they're finding downsizing, what tips and tricks they've found when they've downsized, you know, if there's anything extra that people should know about when they're downsizing, that would be great to know as well.
Yeah, and then as we mentioned at the start of this, you know, continuing on from the things that we should declutter, you know, our next episode is going to be about the things you should keep. So again, this would tie into, again, when you're going through the decision process of trying to downsize, what you should keep and what you should eventually declutter. So we've talked about that in this episode, and we're going to get into what you should keep on the next one.
Yes.
Until then.
All right then.
Bye.
Bye.